The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism.
When Emperor Wu of Liang asked Bodhidharma, "What is the first principle of the holy teaching?" Bodhidharma answered, "Vast emptiness, nothing holy. Vast emptiness, nothing holy." And every time I encounter that phrase, it always connects instantly for me with another phrase by the poet William Blake, which is, "For everything that lives is holy." So nothing holy, for everything that lives is holy. These, for me, are not opposites. These are not opposed statements, but these are two ways of describing the same feature of the universe. If nothing is holy, then everything is holy. If everything is holy, then nothing is holy. So we have that rhetorical question, is nothing sacred? And the answer is yes. That's the good news. Everything is sacred. This is the first time I've done an online retreat, and I have not been able to keep myself from comparing it a lot to the many, many retreats that I've been on at the temple, which for me has become a sacred space and did very quickly, not because of some special formula that was said when it was founded or by some magical talisman buried near one of the foundation stones, but because of the practice energies that this Mahasangha has brought to it over, what, I think almost a dozen years now. And I've been thinking about how when I leave the temple at the end of Sesshin, and this is our last night of Sesshin, that I can't help feeling that I'm making a kind of transition from the sacred back to the secular, from this holy space of the temple to the unholy space of my condo. And so what happened to this? What happened to this no holiness? Nothing holy. What happened to this? Everything that lives is holy. So I've caught myself in a dualism I hadn't been recognizing. I've caught myself in the mind of division. And so this online retreat that's mixed my home and your homes and the temple has been a wonderful opportunity for me to start to heal this artificial division that I've made between the sacred space of the temple and the just blah ordinary space of my home. And I was so moved listening to you in our re-entry dialogue tonight and how you were finding the sacred in the period between sessions, in the trees being blown by the wind, and in the sunlight on the harbor, and in a flower. William Blake, the poet, also writes, "To see the world in a grain of sand and heaven in a wildflower." And I too frequently encounter the sacred in nature, on my walks by the river, around the reservoir at work, in the mountains, in the woods, and not so much at home, not so much here. And so what's that about? Really been investigating that with you. And like Maria, I made some little attempts early on to bring a little temple into the condo. Because of the way my living spaces are organized, my altar is in my living dining area and not in the room where I sit, which is my bedroom. But for this sesshin, I made a little second altar behind me. And I realized that I want this to be permanent, that I want to have a second altar in this room too. And keep that here. It's reminding me of something. You know, sometimes you're reminded of something that you never knew. It's that odd feeling, or never knew you knew. And I miss being the tenzo. Sometimes I get to be the head cook at sesshin at the temple. So the first afternoon of sesshin, I made the black bean dish that we often have on the first day of sesshin, because it's fast to make. I made black bean dish and brown rice, and I had those for lunch. And then I had them for dinner, and then I had them for lunch today, and I had them for dinner a little while ago. And I'm starting to realize I probably should have cut that recipe down some, because I wasn't cooking for 40 people. But there are worse things than having a lot of healthy vegetarian food on hand in the freezer. And, you know, these were nice, but I really need to get beyond that and start seeing everything here as holy. The doorknob that Bob mentioned today, the books on the shelf and the dust on the books, and the throw rugs from Target that I've never gotten around to replacing, and so on, the dishes in the sink that Samson has been encountering. And so this is my practice now, part of my practice going forward. And so I want to encourage you, on our last evening, our last night of sesshin, to consider this also. Consider your own space as part of the temple. We often say on the last night of sesshin, don't leave sesshin yet in your mind. It's so easy to leave while you're still here. Please value this precious time. And of course, that's always the right thing to be told. And in this case, even better, because we don't have to leave. The retreat doesn't have to end. We have learned how to do retreat in our living spaces, in our rooms, in our apartments, our houses, our cabins, our condos, wherever we are. And we don't have to stop. So Emperor Wu of Liang asked Bodhidharma, what is the first principle of the holy teaching? Bodhidharma answered, vast emptiness, nothing holy. Thank you.